Hare Krishna. So this is day number 4 in the afternoon. Okay, everybody, welcome back. So today we will talk about what to do in different Sankirtan situations, like door-to-door, that is, flat and single houses, private offices, lawyers.
Turn on, it's turned on.
Yes, it's on.
It's on?
Yeah, it's on. Industries, small, big, shops, public offices, special like hospitals, street, parking lots. So, before that, I just want to share with you some external challenges that we didn't face, which are very important. And they are sometimes bewildering our Sankirtan. These are quite recent. One big issue is war. War is really big external challenge. And I will give you some tips, some examples of how the devotee can overcome these very big challenges. So war is one. Then the exchange of money. In Europe, we had this euro coming up. So many countries had to face that. For example, in Italy, the things first were costing 1,000 lira, and then they were costing 1 euro, which is worth 2,000 lira. So everything doubled all of a sudden, like that. And this happened to many other countries, France, Germany, etc. And another one is, what did I say? What is that one?
Recession.
Oh, the recession, which is real. No, right now, the recession. The banks are collapsing. The people have less money to spend. The things cost more. The salaries are not, up to the standard, like that. So let's start with war. Recently, we had war in ex-Yugoslavia. My wife, she's from that part of the world. She's from Croatia. She's a book distributor since 8 years. She's from Matajin, Italy. Anyway, so many other things. She's really good book distributor. And she was distributing during the war, between one bomb and another. And she was telling me the other day that they were distributing the books on the base of their value. Really explaining what it was inside. And they were really caring for the people. And they became so expert that they, the bomb when it's coming, there is a whistle before. Something like that. It's not polite to say that, to whistle, but anyway, it was a whistle before, and they became very expert, all the Sankirtan devotee, to understand by the whistle where the bomb was going to fall. So they just stopped a little bit, and then the bomb, boom, exploded, and then it went on again, like that. So, there is nothing that can stop Sankirtan, actually. War is really a big challenge, but if you are determined, then Krishna is helping in so many ways. He gives you the skill to understand where the bomb is falling. He's stopping the bullets eventually that are coming towards you. And like that. Nataji?
Yes, the devotee here in my example is Vestila, who was in Iraq.
Yeah, Iraq. Yeah, I know. Part of Sarati Prabhu.
Yeah.
We all know his story. Yeah, all glories to him. Any other? Okay, and then about this money change. All the Sankirtan devotees were really worried, because the salaries were not up to the standard, everything was costing the double. But practically speaking, for example, in my Sankirtan, my result went up with no reason apparently. And also the result of the other devotee didn't have any diminishing. The thing that were diminishing were the big donation, but the small donation increased. So at the end, it was even better. And recession, same thing. When you're talking about spiritual books, about Sankirtan, then there is no recession, there is no war, there is nothing that can stop Sankirtan actually. Sankirtan is an eternal activity that will go on forever. So anything about that, I just want to mention that because I thought it was very important to know. And now, we will move to next topic, which is how to do Sankirtan in different situations. Okay, we print some papers, but unfortunately it's not completely ready, as I can see. So I think Navina is going to send these papers on the web whenever it's finished. I just finished the door-to-door section, private office, small, big industries, shops, public offices, and hospitals. These are finished. These are all the details that you must know in order to do good Sankirtan in this spot. And then we will talk about the rest when Navina comes back. So let's start with door-to-door. Okay, there are two types of door-to-door. One is the big buildings with many flats, and another one is the small houses, residential areas, where you have to go to one house to another, from one house to another. So when you are in big buildings, usually you have to ring twice, from the outside in order to get in, and then when you are at the door, sometimes three times, outside, later inside, just before to go on the stairs, and then on the door. Sometimes two, sometimes three times, minimum two. So the people will ask you from this, how is the name of this chitofono? I cannot hear. Anyway, you understood what? You hear the voice and you speak and they hear you. So they say, who is it? And you have to tell the truth in a palatable way, in a way that they can understand and they have something to relate to. If you're saying, I'm a Hare Krishna, and there is a person 65 years old, never heard this word in her life or in his life, then she doesn't open because she doesn't know who you are. But if you say, I'm a missionary, or whatever you can relate to the situation, in order them to be comfortable with, then it is working. But it has to be the truth. So personally I say my name, I just present myself as the person who was in front of me. He's in front of me. I'm Padre Antonio, I'm a missionary, I'm distributing books to the families. And if they ask, do you put it in the mailbox? I say, no, we are asking for donations, we are missionaries. We are meant to ask donations, so we have to ring door to door, which is exactly the truth. So sometimes they open, sometimes they don't open. This is their choice. Like I say, I got an average of, so far, like 60-70%, maybe a little bit more, maybe 80%, they open the door. Yeah, from downstairs. Not the door of their apartment.
Once you are inside the building,
you should go to the person you run first.
Yes.
Usually the bells are in order to the flat. I mean, the first on top is the last floor. Usually it's like that. So it's always good to begin from the last floor and go down. Also, if you don't have the elevator, if you have to go up by foot. For two reasons. Well, for different reasons. It's some logistic, you lose less time, and you don't have the handicap to meet the person twice. Maybe you give the book to the person at the first floor, and then you go up, and then you come back, and then you encounter her again and said, I took a look, I don't understand. And then you, anyway, this can happen anyway, also if you start from the top floor, but usually, I mean, it's better to do that. This is not really essential, but if you are ringing to someone and you go immediately to him or to her, to this apartment, this is more polite, first of all, because you run to a person, you go there first, and then usually, you know, from the logistic point of view, it's better.
I want to know, when are you going doors to houses, you take your drawing?
No, no.
All the way to the...
No.
You take something to keep up?
Yeah, I take a little stack of books right now. Depends how big is the... If there is the elevator, doesn't matter, you can go up and down with the elevator. I usually put my trolley inside, not on the... I don't leave it on the way, because it got stolen a couple of times. The trolley I'm using is huge, really heavy, really big. But I take it a little bit inside in order not to... Anyway, once it was stolen inside, so you can cannot help it. Sometimes you, if it is the chance, I mean, if you have the chance, bring it inside the building. Sometimes they, you know, they take it also from there, but anyways. So, and then you go up to the stack of books. So you are at, okay, Prabhu?
It's, how you do when you have to go to these big buildings, you know, with so many flats, you have to ask for permission for, you know, the doorkeeper?
If the doorkeeper is there, I go to the doorkeeper first. I don't take any chance, take risks. If the doorkeeper is there, I ask him, you know, I say to him, I'm a missionary, I'm meant to give these books to the families. Can I go? If he says yes, I go. If he says no, before I ask, I just give to him the book as if he's living alone there, and try to give him the book. And then see. Sometimes they say yes. Sometimes they say no. Sometimes they say, okay, you ring to the family and then just go to that family and then come back. One time I did that in Modena during the marathon. And usually when they say like this, I just say, okay, forget it, and I go away. But that time I said, okay, let's try. And practically in that building, like 40 Mahabig books went out in that way. Just went up, come down, and this book, doorkeeper was bewildered. So, is this, you know? One Bhagavatam set went out like that. You know? The people were really eager to meet the missionary.
Prabhu?
You just scratching there. Okay. Yeah, are there any other devotees who are doing door to door here? Can you tell us which kind of line you use to enter the buildings? Yes, yes, one at a time.
We have this culture of like...
I cannot hear you.
We have like cultural presentation of books and teaching books. And we have one for everyone, and they can open the door.
I see.
The Korean language is more sweet.
It's more sweet, I see.
Yeah. So they can relate.
Yeah.
And I say the name.
The book? We will come there to, it's more or less the same, but you know, this is the second part of the mantra anyway. It's the same basically, I say the same thing. What do you say? Whatever.
Yeah. Someone was speaking that I'm a book carrier. When I was a book carrier, sometimes they were opening, sometimes not. If one person didn't open, then the was going to another person.
Another one? Prabhu?
In South India, we have all separate houses. Flats also are separate. More convenience is to go to the individual houses.
Mm-hmm.
And we select actually some well-to-do houses first. not the, the CD card.
Yeah, we want to know the line. What line are you using? What do you say to the persons?
I have been in the reserve since as monk from the
okay.
classroom.
So other lines than monks?
Yeah, I say that I distribute these books from the Lady Culture Center, and we distribute today these books. So I ask if they are interested.
But to enter the buildings or just...
Yeah, to enter the building.
Yeah, Vedic is something that is common, very easy, a word that the people understand.
In Slovakia, it's called Vedic, it's called Center for Vedic Studies and Culture. So I introduce myself like that. And it sounds very scientific and very, like some kind of university.
You see, time, place, and circumstance, they can change, and you can say different things.
I don't see that I know, but previously, when I would go, I would just say downstairs, right? And we can, who is that? Can we distribute some books about Krishna? Can you please open the door? But even if they say, no, I'm not interested, I still, maybe you can.
Anyway, I have also other input from other devotees. They just ring and say, "It's closed. Can you open, please?" Like
yes.
That, you know, just simple things. You can use so many things, but don't say lies. Don't say, "I'm here for advertisement." You know, like this, like that. I'm the postman. You know, like this. You know, don't say lies. The people get really upset. Sometimes they call the police, sometimes they hit you physically. They get really upset, you know, because they, you are going in their property. Also, if you are not going inside their apartment, but, you know, their ego is expanded to everything else, you know. So it's important.
What time do you go usually?
This is a good question. What time do I, where I'm doing this? You have to choose the right timing. That means when the people get off from work when the people, they have a break and when they finish working. So between 11:30 until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And in the afternoon is little easier. You can start around 5:30 until 7:30, 8:30, depends. On the time of the year, on the situation, the timing is. But you know this. When you find the most people at home, this is quite.
Not during football match or something like this. They become very nervous.
Not really. If you have the right line, the right line, and especially if their heart team is winning, they are in a jolly mood. It's not really, I mean, if you have some concepts about that, then you will reflect them on the person. Like, you know, if you think you are disturbing while they are taking your boga, then they will say you, why you are disturbing me taking my boga? Anyway, they don't say boga, but whatever, you know. But if you are, you know, they say that, they said, oh, you know, I usually say, look, you know, I come here in this time because you are at home. Otherwise, you know, there is no chance. And usually this is an excuse to say no anyway. So this kind of person, they say no to everybody.
So when they invite you and they offer something like a drink,
we are not to the door yet.
No.
We are still outside the apartment. Okay, we finished. We can. Okay, then I go to the apartment and I ring at the bell. Before I ring, I memorize the name of the person, last name, and if it is written, first name. It's very important because the people nowadays, especially nowadays, and it's coming up more and more, especially in big cities, they are very afraid because on TV they just show, you know, bad things like, you know. This old lady has been killed by a young man for 20 euros. And this other thing happened, and this other thing. This, was disguised as a policeman and he went there and he killed two persons and he robbed the old houses, like that, you know. So the people are afraid. So they have this little thing to watch, who is there. Sometimes they don't say anything. They just come, you hear them coming, they just look. One eyes is not polite, so I don't do it. But anyway, they just look, and they don't say anything, and they don't open. These are the worst. You cannot say anything. But you can do one thing before. When you hear them approach, just when they are near the door, you can knock and say the name. 90% of the time they open. Because it's like, I don't know, but it works.
Psychological.
Psychological.
They think that you know them.
Yeah, they think that you know
so
them.
So it
right.
Already makes them comfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, he knows my name.
Yeah.
It must be somebody, you know, you and they open.
And sometimes they really wonder, you know, how do you know my name? Sometimes they ask, how do you know my name? And then you say, oh, it's written on the door. And they just realize that it's a very simple thing, and they just relax even more because they see there is, you know, an easy guy in front of you or easy girl. You know, it's something that is not very difficult to understand. This is a person that is talking straightforward.
How many countries is this common with the name of the dog in Australia?
Europe, everybody, Europe. Except some of the big cities, the real fancy places. They will just put initials, you know, M dot, K dot, or sometimes nothing. But that's only really, you know, special places. Otherwise, 98-99% has the full name, downstairs and on the door.
Yes. And if you memorize that, this is a good starting. Okay, sorry. This is never going out So I just memorize the name and I address the person. Let's say that she opens or he opens the door. So, do you want to see a presentation? You already saw it.
Yes.
Do you want to see it again? Okay. I just need a partner. Just pretend to be behind the door. Your name is Smith. And I just present, oh, this is Bhagavad Gita. I take a couple of books. Listen to me? Yeah? I'm Padre Antonio, can you open? I have some books for you.
Who are you?
Padre Antonio, I'm a missionary.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Mr. Smith, how are you? Everything is going alright?
Fine, thank you.
Okay, I'm a missionary. I'm Padre Antonio from the mission here nearby. Mm-hmm. And this is for you. I'm distributing to all the families. This is the art of never get angry. And also, I see you have good eyes, you know, but this is good also for you. You know why? Because the good person are always, you know, on, you know, they are, how do you say that? Anyway, this is also for the good guys. I would say that. I have a more fancy line, but I cannot translate it right now. You know Bhagavad Gita?
What is it? I don't really follow you.
Bhagavad Gita means the chanting of the Supreme. This is the most ancient book. It's called also the proper book of Gandhi. Did you hear about Gandhi? He was reading this book every day before going to his social activities.
What language is this?
This is Sanskrit.
Sanskrit.
There is a translation also in English in this case. And word to word. It's really scientific. This is talking about karma, reincarnation, life after death. Have you ever heard about that?
Well, you know, I'm working every day. This kind of things I'm not familiar.
Anyway, this will help you to have a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just read one sentence. Mm-hmm. Just one, if you can, one chapter, but if you can't, just one text a day, just before you go to work. Okay. And you will see the difference. Mm-hmm. If you change the whole day, Try it.
Yeah, but I have to pay something before. So
oh, of course.
Oh,
I didn't mention, I'm sorry. You are so nice that I forgot to mention the price. Actually, they are not for sale. But we have some printing cost, which is about 7-8 euros.
So
And you can cover it, or you can give more for the mission. Whatever you're giving more is for the mission. Yeah. Actually, we are coming every 4 years, so you can be generous.
Yes. Nowadays, you know, crisis anyway.
Yeah, anyway, you just give whatever you can. But please read it. It's a really good book. It will, you know, influence positively you and your family. Guaranteed.
Okay. Okay, let's try.
Okay. Thank you. Another thing.
Yeah.
Mr. Smith, you see in the third page, there are all our addresses.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is the center I was talking to you about. This is nearby.
Uh-huh.
And you can come every Sunday. There is a feast. And we are offering free vegetarian meal to everybody. But not, you know, just, you know, regular meal. It's a real feast. You know, dozens of preparations. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And our cooks are the best cook on earth.
but you have to pay for this, no?
No, this is for free. This is, if you want to give a donation, of course, we are meant to accept donations. But this is just to let the people understand that we can live without violence, which is much better. Don't you think so?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, of course. Mr. Smith, you are a very nice person. Thank you very much. Please come and visit us.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Okay, so usually the person, first of all, the book is closed, sealed. I prefer to keep book
shrink wrapped.
But usually, when somebody takes the book, doesn't open it, turns around to see how much it costs, and when they turn it around, I immediately mention the cost. I just wait a little bit to make them comfortable. In this case, I didn't mention the cost because he was really into philosophy right away. So you have to follow a little bit what is the situation. You cannot be a machine, like we said, you know, previously. You just have to see according to the situation and adjust. Sometimes you have to be very quick. You just give the book, how much? Or, I don't have any money. Don't worry, no, we are printing cost is only €2. Give whatever you want. Finish. You don't even present the book. It's, most of the time is like that. So, any questions?
You said the book is locked, they cannot open the book?
If they want to open, I open the book. Yeah, but usually there is no need, because there is something written in the back, and whatever I say is connected to the book they have in the hand.
He was asking the same question.
Okay.
You
can distribute more books, otherwise it takes a lot of time, a lot of energy for each person to, and usually the person, I mean, I'm not like Mr. Smith, simple person, but little interested, little pious. Usually they are in a hurry. They are at home, but they have to go to work very quickly. They are at home, but they have so many other things to do, and like that, you know, they are on the mood of passion at the best of the...
So if the book is closed, is there open?
Yeah, I think so. In my case, yes, because you can give many, 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 many more books to the people. And I usually mention that in third page there are the... I always take that time, also in marathon. I don't give invitation cards, but I will start from now to give a personal invitation card with my name on it. What's the difference?
I'd like to know if... practice by any distributor also not to open the book in the airport or in the streets. Oh, it's only the practice. But that's also, that's a question acceptable approach. But I'm saying also, I'm asking this in context because another question I have, which is, you sometimes mention what's in the book. You will see, you know, you can just read one verse and it will make your day. But don't you ever read from the book one chapter, book one verse?
Sometimes.
Give them a taste.
Usually I do that. Usually I do that when they say, I already have a book and I cannot understand one word. I say, okay, just bring the book here. And then I read. And then they, most of the time they are surprised because whatever I read, you know, this Shabbat books are amazing. Just, you know, respond immediately like automatic encyclopedia. So I just read, you sentences, and I try to relate these sentences to the situation and to their life whatsoever, whatever I can understand, and that whatever Krishna makes me understand about it in that spot. And it works, it works. Of course, if they are stubborn, if they don't want to hear, you know, you can say whatever, and they say no, and then go away.
I think that this is a very real problem. I bought a book, in the 70s, and I read 3 chapters of it, but then I couldn't read any more because it was too much. Too many references pointed or culture of India, and I was overwhelmed. I couldn't keep up with it. But I had questions that I really wanted to ask. So I think a lot of people who try to read Prabhupada's books probably have the same problem. They can't, it's too much.
That's why we have the Sannyasis. Because the people, they have the sincere one, they want to find out why they don't understand and what is more about, and they come and ask questions. And then you can follow up them, you can continue the relationship further. Otherwise, you know, this happened also to me. I have 3 books in my house for maybe 7-8 years. I just pick them up sometimes, I just read 100 pages and say, I just cannot get into it. It's not the right time. But all of a sudden, when the right time came, I read the first page, I said, wow, this is amazing. Everything I had, you know, not resolved in my brain, you know, here I have just already 10% resolved. And then the second page, what is this? The old books, it was like this. At the end, I was completely convinced. I was a regular vegetarian, I said, okay, I have to offer my food to Krishna, chance is being around, follow the regular principle, and become Hare Krishna. That's it. Completely convinced. So, when the time comes, there are time bombs that explode in the right moment. Very intelligent.
Mm-hmm. I always just offer my email address if they have trouble understanding it. I go, oh, I like to read by the email. Yeah.
Very good. Leave the address. I always give to the special person my personal cell phone number. Of course, my address is the temple I live in the ashram. And I ask if they would like to be visited again by me. And but this is another portion that we will deal about tomorrow.
Contact follow-up is first lesson tomorrow morning.
Yeah, first lesson tomorrow morning, and it is broad. I hope to be able to finish it.
You were about to say something in that episode where you said, I don't know how to translate it. Maybe now when you're not in that situation, can you translate it?
Can you please?
When you were in the scenario there, you stopped saying something. You said it's too difficult to translate.
Yeah.
Maybe now can you translate it?
Because sometimes the good people, they are like the people pick on good people, you know, because they are good, so they take advantage of them. So that's the art of whenever they get angry is also good for the good people, because the other people, they are picking on you because they see they are good, so, you know, like this. In Italian, it's a little more simple to say, but the translation is more or less like that. So. As you can see, there is a little humor, a little praise, not too much. Something they can refer to, and personal, ask them, say their name, that means that you are, and you say yours, this is a personal exchange, like that. Pardon? It depends. We will deal about this tomorrow. Sometimes they don't want to give their address or phone, whatever. You just don't bother and say, okay, come and visit us on Sunday. Any others? Okay, there is a slightly different approach in the single doors, single houses. Sorry. Oh, another important point. When you're doing these flats, it's also good to remember these names of the person that took the book, because usually they know each other. So you say, oh, Mrs. White, oh, this is for you. I just gave it to Mr. Smith at the fourth floor. This is the Atom Nagaran, blah, 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 blah. So they have another thing to refer to, which is very near to them. Very important. This is also psychological. It works. But it has to be true. Don't say otherwise. You will mess up the whole thing. You know, Krishna will get you.
You say in singular sentence. You say, hello, we're showing today's books as neighbors already took a book. Maybe they didn't take a book.
Say the name is better. Instead of the neighbor. If you don't remember the name, sometimes you forget.
Germany, they don't know these neighbors.
Ah. Anyway, you know, you just move on. They are nice people. If you have a chance, talk to them. They are nice people. This is also for you. We can try that. So many of this.
A very successful line in America was that I was just making a delivery at one of your neighbors, and so before leaving the neighborhood, I thought I would pass out a few more books to the neighbors.
This is also polite, this is true.
And if they ask which neighbor, you say, and is it this? Ah, I just forgot the name.
Yes. Yeah. Do you understand?
I say simple villages. You can go first to the police. Doctor, to the mayor, and then when they still play in the books, then when you tell the others, oh, the police took it, the police took it, they go like that, no? And then they take it.
I have to say one thing, this is a warning. I suggest, okay, you can say this if it is true. She said that she's going, especially in a small village, she goes to the priest, to the mayor, and? The doctor, and if they take the book, then they go around and say, also the mayor took it, also the priest took it. If you're mentioning the mayor and the doctor, no problem. If you're mentioning the priest, might be a problem, because sometimes the people, they misunderstand, and they just turn the whole thing around. They hear the priest, they hear that he took, and they understand that the priest told you to give them the book. So it's very, I will not use this line, not, you know, I appreciate what Mataji said, but very dangerous. We had very bad feedbacks about this in Italy, very, very bad. Sometimes we just burn the whole thing forever. You cannot go there forever. This is banned, because, you know, the Catholic Church is very strong. Usually what I do, and it works, very good. This is really good. You just go to the priest and say, I'm a Hare Krishna missionary. You just go there with the books. These are the books that I am going to distribute to the people around here in these days. I just want you to please have these books, take a look of them, so you understand that we are trying to help you to fill up the church. But be aware that in order to keep it full, that's up to you. So behave nicely, like that, you know, very personal, straightforward, and they appreciate, no problem whatsoever. As soon as I started this way of distributing, everything was peaceful, because, you know, he knew I was going there, and otherwise, you know, it's quite common, because sometimes the people, they understand that you are not Catholic, etc., but another relative comes and he sees the book and said, what is this? What did you buy? This is from a sect. And she said, he said this for, he was from the church. And that's it, you know, because he wanted to take out of trouble, you know. So this young guy or whatever, you know, he's calling, hey, you are cheaters. No, you have to do like this and this and that. And they want the money back and they make a big thing out of nothing, you know. So this sometimes happens.
Yeah, also what happens sometimes is that in small villages, on Sunday, the priest, he might just say, yeah, the guy who came by with the books, you know, it's really bad stuff, and burn them or throw them away. So it's worth the effort to go to the priest and try to make the real.
This is what you were saying, that's
Exactly.
That would be considered very arrogant, what you said, in another country, you know?
Anyway, I don't use always the same line. Sometimes they are a little challenging. Sometimes they throw me out. They don't want to listen to me. But I went to them. I did my job. And then I go out and distribute peacefully. That's it. They know I'm here. You know, I did my job. And that's it. I have the right to go everywhere. No problem. So
they don't tell you you're not welcome?
No, because they know that we are serious spiritualists. They know it. And they are afraid of us. The one they are not sincere. The one they are sincere, they want to know more about. And they are very friendly. Like there is a priest with, nearby our temple. He's coming every Sunday with his kids. Every Sunday. Every summer with his kids. Not every Sunday, every summer. He's come with all the kids of the of his parochial, what is the name in English?
Parish.
Parish. And have a tour, or he's coming to the school, like that. He really appreciates.
It depends on the country. Because like in the Catholic Church, they are positive about uniting the national religions and this and that. And that's why this happens in Italy. But for instance, in Greece, you cannot do
it. It's really personal. I mean, sometimes you... I met very demoniac priests, really demonic, they are demons. I just remember a couple of them I don't want to share with you. They are just demons dressed as priests. They are not religious persons, not at all. So anyway, when you meet those persons, you just, you know, act like you act with a demon. Just get away quietly, that's it. Finish. Don't have to do anything with them. Any other questions? Okay, single houses is more or less the same. It's just that you have to call the person out. Because in private houses, they are very concerned about their property. Sometimes they have the dog. Sometimes they have some sort of security. They can see you from the webcam, whatever. And if you are calling them out, that, you know, for them it makes sense. You know, it's something that is not harmful. Everything is locked. Everything is, you know, the alarm system is on. The dog is loose. You just have... And they don't want, if they don't want to come out, that's okay, next door. You just go out peacefully. But you call them out. And you just say their name. Mr. Smith, can you please come out? I'm Padre Antonio, whatever your line is. I have a book for you. That's it. If they say yes, you wait, otherwise. And then you do the same thing as you want to do. Okay? Questions? Okay, let's move on to private offices. So, this is the original. Because there are some words there.
Yeah, it's bigger
print. But I can't see it anyway. I have to use glasses, but I remember. Anyway, usually you have a secretary to deal with. Usually. It's not printed anywhere, but so most of the time you have to address the secretary, and in this case you have to be very secure, nice, but very firm in whatever you say, because like you are like is a thing that you have to do, that you have to do. So you say to the secretary who you are, and that you have something for the boss. That's it, more or less. And then, depends. There are different opening situations. Sometimes the boss is there, sometimes he's not there. If he is there, then you wait and meet him. Otherwise, you just say, okay, the boss is not here. This is what I usually give to the secretaries. The other never get angry. For sure you will like it, etc., etc., etc. Which is the same one that you are going to give to the boss. And if she takes, okay. If she doesn't take, never mind. If the boss is there. So, usually the boss, I mean, there are two options. They let you in, or they come out from the office. either ways, you ask if he has a little time, you present yourself, shake hands. You want to see presentation? Yeah, prefer? Okay. Who wants to do the office? I need a secretary and a boss. Maybe you already played one part, maybe another matter you want to do it, if any. Okay. Secretary is here, the boss. Was it you, the boss? You look like the boss. Thank you. You can take a chair with him.
You're the boss.
Let's say a lawyer. No, it's not my best lawyer. Pedrin, the lawyer is Dr. Smith. Pedrin.
Good morning.
Good morning, Hare Krishna. I'm Padre Antonio from the Hare Krishna village here. I have something for the lawyer. Is he in?
I think it's here, but I don't know if he's.
Anyway, check it out because we are coming every 4 years. Thank you very much.
Somebody is wanting to do it. You have one patient for me.
Can you speak to the public, please, and turn your front?
Padre Antonio!
Tell him I only have a couple of minutes.
Oh, fine. This is perfect. Thank you very much.
Yeah, hello, Padre.
Oh, my obeisances. Oh, Lord.
Yeah,
yes, yes. I will be very quick. This is the art of never get angry. This is for you. I thought, you know, I mean, I see your very jolly face, but as you are a lawyer, you will need it for sure. This is Bhagavad Gita and this is Srimad Bhagavatam, the ancient Veda. You heard about that, right? No? Veda means knowledge, you know. And this, according to ancient scriptures, they are the law books for the next 10,000 years. Maybe you can use some line of these books in your cases. Why not? I heard so many that did it. And they are just printing, you know. I mean, they are just samples.
Oh, yeah.
And
religious,
yeah, of course, they talk about God. And you can just give whatever
ideal,
you want.
I deal with human law.
Oh, I see, I see. Oh, never mind. If you want to come, we have a community nearby, temple, you just come. And
all right, I appreciate it.
Have a nice day.
Thank
Hare Krishna,
so
see you. I go, doctor. Sometimes I say wrong names, but they don't want it.
I wanted to buy a book, but
sounds funny.
You're very pushy.
He was fast. He was
you were not very pushy.
Yeah, but you know, you didn't have time, so I was a little.
I thought you would like to argue with me a little bit.
Pardon?
And I said I only deal with human law.
Ah, I said, oh, that's all right. This is my way to deal, you know, I don't insist much, you know, if they are not really. Okay. But you can insist also sometimes. As I say, lawyers are not my best, you know, I don't like them.
That one was really nice.
Yeah, but there is something, you know, in your system that is, I mean, I try to work it out, but it's difficult. You know? I go to them anyway, and I try my best all the time, but there is something that is not working really properly. Any questions?
So if there is a big office where there are many books, not only books, what is your strategy?
What is it?
It's a big office, and there is boss, and there are workers.
Uh-huh.
What is your strategy?
If the boss has a little bit more time, but this was not the situation, and if it is favorable, then I ask if I can go and show the books around. But at least, you know, my experience, the answer is always no, because, you know, they are busy, they have to work. But sometimes they say yes, and you can go around very quickly and see by body language if they are favorable or not, and hand small books like that. You can always ask. There is no harm in asking.
It's also a good some legal office, it's possible to ask before the name of the boss. Some worker.
Yeah, this is another instance. This is small offices where you have just the secretary and the boss or just a few other employees.
I generally sell books in the banks. So I go to the manager and then talk to him about our book very descriptively. And he gets a book with interest. And I will ask him, are you really interested in this? Can you keep some books here? Can you ask him to start with a question? He'll say, okay, keep the books. And then after 3-4 days when I go, some of them are sold.
That's good. I guess this is working good here, but in the West it's not.
No, because he's known to us. Local people.
Usually, in Italy you cannot do that because of the law. Because it is written, anyway, we cannot do that anyway. But it's also not acceptable, something like that in the West. That you have the book in the bank, it's kind of weird. But here, you know, I go to the bank, I go to the director, I approach him, and I ask if I can go to the, especially in big banks. Sometimes I have very huge results in that. One time, a friend of mine, Guru Krishna Prabhu, he distributed like 100 books in one bank. I was doing door to door, we were together, I was doing door to door, and I saw him from up, running to the car, loading the trolley, run, and after 10 minutes come back to them, the troller loaded, and go like that, 2 or 3 times. I said, what's going on? It was a bank, just one bank. He was distributing, and when he went in, the people were, they have money in their hand. 3 books to me, 4 books to me. It was like stock exchange, you know. It was like.
But,
100 books. No, it was, it took about like 40 minutes to do it. But it was pretty good. It was not bad. What did he say? I don't know. He was very good. I mean, one of the best book distributors I ever known. Really good. He was very tall. I mean, he's very tall. Glasses. Jolly face. You know, really nice person. Really nice person. He was talking from the heart. He doesn't know very well Italian. Although he's Italian, but he's so funny, so nice, and so personal, and he's empowered. You know, cannot imitate him. Anyway,
in the offices, you are keeping books in the same bed in the houses, or
no, same thing. The only thing, as you noticed, I give to the person 2 books. Usually, I give a little bit more. I have like a package for the boss, like 3-4 books, and I see, you know, if their reaction is good, I build up and I talk about books that he didn't see yet. But in this case, he was just stuck with Bhagavad Gita, so I just took back this one. I don't know if you noticed. I just took back this one and then gave it to him, and I continued with that. You have to see the situation. Sometimes you can build up, sometimes you have to slow down a little bit. So, anyway, you have a strategy and then you adjust according to the situation. Anything else? So let's move on to small industries. Small industries are very good usually because the workers, because the boss usually is there. Sometimes there is secretary, sometimes there is not, but like you are sure that the boss is there, most of the time, of course. And you use the same line as in private office, but it's much more easy to see the boss. And it's also good, like somebody suggested before, I can't remember, to know the name before. So if you find some worker of the company outside, you can ask, what's the name of the boss? Then you memorize it, and then you go inside and you ask for Mr. whatever. And this is like, you know, passepartout. They don't ask you why. You know the name, that's it. They bring you the boss. And then you do your line. It's always good to ask politely if he has a little of his precious time. Because usually they are very busy. And if you are dealing in front of the employees, it's not very good. They don't feel comfortable. If they are nice, then they take you in the office. And when you are there, you sit down and you address them and you try to give them many books or even the whole set if they are listening and if they have time, of course. More or less it's the same thing. I always say the same thing. Pardon? With a badge here, I have a badge with Padre Antonio with my photo on and discount, whatever is the legal stuff, the references. Yeah, that's it. I don't have the pavitra. Pavitra I don't have.
That's for special occasions.
Special occasions, yes. Just to get protected. You want to see a presentation? It's more or less the same, but you want to see it? Okay. Need three persons. Two employees and one boss. Any volunteers?
Great enthusiasm.
I got one other
time. Whoever's lying down on the table.
Guarantee. Try it. Try it to do it. Ah, one more thing.
Come in.
visit us. We have a very nice feast every Sunday. Here, there are the addresses. You can come with your family, we have a very good group. And come and visit us. Whatever you are giving, more than the printing cost is for the mission, just do it. We are coming every 4 years anyway.
About 3 euros.
3 euros. This is covering more or less the printing of one book. Would you be satisfied with that? No, okay, just choose one of the two.
Oh. 5 euros.
Oh, that's good, that's good. Why don't you build up to 10, then I can keep those, you know, they're those serious. They are choices. Okay, let's keep that. Oh, thank you very much. Come and visit us. Hare Krishna. Have a nice day. Come on. Okay, any questions?
At the end you say I'm coming every 4 years, it's good, no?
Yeah, sometimes it is good, sometimes it's not good. Sometimes they say, I never saw you. I said, well, you know, I always meet new persons, you know, in 4 years the things are changing so much, but this is just an excuse not to take anything. You have to understand. The excuses are more or less the same, you know. I don't have time, I don't have money, I'm not interested, I never saw you, and like that, you know. They are excuses.
Is it good to say when he's giving like 2 euro only, and you say like, oh, I see you're a real businessman.
I wouldn't use this line, because then you'd be pleased and you said, yes. I will not give you any more. See that? I mean, there is a chance, but I usually don't push so much money. You know? It's not worth it. You know? The most important thing is that they have a book and they want to read it. If they want to make a deal, if they want to make an affair with you, you know, a partner, no problem. You know, let them have the book. Somebody has to give more. No problem. There is no problem about that. Krishna is very rich, he sees, and he adjusts about the situation accordingly.
But an example is like this man, he took a while to give the donation, you have to repeat that. I experienced that some of these people, that when it comes to the donation, they just blank out and they don't do anything. So you're there hanging.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're there hanging until either you're going to, you know, take the books away or
another
one.
Yeah.
What do you do when the video recorder is hanging?
Restart.
Either you restart or you go. You know? You hit it a few times, you gotta do something.
Yeah, never again now. Always do something.
So then tell me, what do you do then?
You start again.
You don't want to be rude, but at the same time you want to start something.
Start again. You do the same thing again.
But do you stay the same thing again?
Prabhupada, who comes up to me, because I had the same question, and it worked. He just goes and starts going into the people. He says, you haven't connected with them from like a buddy, you haven't friendly up with them, buddy up with them. So he just goes and says, where are you from? Oh, yeah, well, I know that area. You know that and this and that. I'm going to see a Red Sox fan. Not the Red Sox fan in this area. But you know, these books are just, you know, cost a little bit of print, and usually just pitching for something.
You just go from another side, right? Other questions? Okay. Now Navina will show you how to do the street, parking lots, malls, etc.
So basically, we already had something about approach, interaction, and closing the deal. So you already know about the different systematics. It's only time, place, and circumstance which changes. On a street, the main thing is that the flow of energy is different. When you're door to door, your environment is more under control. You know what you're facing, you know what you're dealing with. When you're on the street, you have to be alert constantly. You have to have a radar, you know, like radar comes to be out. Because there is traffic, there is people moving, you are moving, there is cars. Stuff is happening. You can't be half asleep. Like you can go door to door and you just ring and somebody comes out and you give them a boo. You know, it's not the best, but when you're on the street, that doesn't work. You really have to connect with each and every person. If you don't connect with them, they won't stop. You'll just be out there showing the books to people. And so that's why when you see those videos, it's not so much what they say, but it's more the intensity, the body language. And you saw Bhrigupati's eyes, how he went like, you know? That person was captured, because couldn't move, you know? You have to connect with them. But like Parameshwar Prabhu was saying, you have to really connect with the person on a personal level. That happens in all the different presentations, but very much so on the street. Because in the industry or door to door, the people, they cannot run away. They're obliged. It's a business. And so many people come and they have to be nice to them and they have to somehow deal with them. But on the street, if I don't like you, then I'm not going to talk to you. Or I'm just going to move on. Or I'm not going to give you anything. So there it's really important that you develop this shakti, this potency, to connect with people on a personal level. Now you already spoke about how to stop people. What else? What do you like to know about the street distribution? How many of you distribute on the streets? Mostly everybody. Streets, concerts, whatever. Yeah. So that's the biggest amount of distributors. Because, basically speaking, you can hit the street anywhere and everywhere. You don't need to go into zones and find shops and offices and other people. You just roll out on the street. You just open the car, get out the books, and start approaching people. So it's very easy, right? At the same time, it's not so easy. Because you might be there and you think a lot of stuff is happening, but no books are going. Because everything is moving, but the books are not moving. Then what do you do? So there is a certain system how you position yourself in a location which is not too busy and which is also not too quiet. You have to develop this sense, like a sixth sense, for the right spot where you can work. And everybody is different. Some devotees like it real fast, some devotees like it real slow. Everybody's an individual. So you got to find your spot where you feel like, hey, this is kind of okay for me, you know? This is where it works for you. And that's all different, yes?
I'm just wondering what time of the day. I noticed when I went to Brisbane, I freaked out because they were really intense. And someone said, oh, and I noticed the other book distributors left. Because it's like 11 o'clock and everyone's got a really short lunch break. And just, they don't want to talk to you because they haven't really got that much time to eat. And then later on in the day,
the modes always change. In the morning usually it's pretty much mode of goodness, so try to get out as early as possible. It's really nice, you know, people are fresh, they're more open-minded. Then as you said, once it hits between 11 and 12, it's the noon rush. Everybody hits the street, they got 45 minutes, a million things to do, they want to eat something, it's like mad rush. I usually tend to avoid it. I just go and have my lunch break, my siesta. I'm, you know, southern background, so I just want to relax. And then go back out in the afternoon, something like that. But sometimes you know that certain areas, certain towns, certain countries, after 3 o'clock, like in Scandinavia, after 3 o'clock, everything dies out. It's just dead, you know. People just go home, it's over. So then you can't work like that. You just have to start early, pull through, and call it a day. So time, place, and circumstance. You have to adjust. Sometimes after 4 or 5 o'clock, the modes really churn, you know, they really turn and really gets into mode of ignorance. All different types of characters come out and the whole atmosphere changes. If you can work in that environment, fine. If you can't, do something different. But it has to be suitable to what the party does. Yes?
Question.
Which one?
How to stop people.
Okay, how to stop people. We already spoke about making eye contact, waving, speaking to them, and if nothing works, you go up there and you say, hey, how's it going? So these are the four stages. If they don't respond, I would forget about it. I just showed you. Basically the same thing. Eye contact, moving towards them, starting to speak up. Hey, hello you, how is it going? Getting closer, and then landing the boat or waiting for some precipitation. It's always the same thing. In different variations, in different shades, colors and shapes.
Just wanted to make a comment on some people stop people with boats.
I don't like that because you see them, people feel intimidated. If you know how to do it, sometimes it works, but you have to be real, real gentle. Otherwise, the book goes out, you know, people feel intimidated. And it's like Jehovah's Witness, you stand out there, you wave something at them. Much better just wave your hand, show a finger, call them over, like that. Yes, please.
How are you holding the books? You got them hidden or you got them?
No, I got them straight up in a stack, right up front. Or maybe I have two or three in my hand, like that. I never hide books.
And how do you avoid this lemming effect? You know, people see you from a distance, that people walk by you.
So you have to, you can't just, if this is the sidewalk, and people are mainly coming this way, then you can't just always stand here, because people, you know, half a mile, three blocks down the road, they will see, hey, there's a guy down there, everybody's avoiding him, you know, let me avoid him too. So you have to move around a bit, you have to use your brain. And you go around the corner, and then you're working from this side and from that side, and you move around. But not like in a 5 mile radius, but like within 200 to 300 yards, within 1 to 200 meters, not more than that. But you move. And then you always get people who come out of a store or who come from the ATM, where it's going to be the surprise effect. You know, it's going to be, aha, wow, oh, okay. Here you are, tack tack, you know? It's got to be the element of surprise. Otherwise, if you're just working the same spot, you will get the lemming effect. It will be very difficult. Because people tend to follow other people. Yes?
I've noticed that lemming effect is just, it's because people find out that we're also thinking of self-something. They see you've got merchandise, it's not because you're a Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
So you can still stop most of those people anyway. I'll stop.
Oh yeah, you can still stop them, but it costs you more energy. So if you just move a little and just turn, like, why am I changing my chair sometimes? Yeah, try it once. Just, everybody, turn your chair. Turn your chair. I know it's difficult to change perspectives in life, but what happens? It's a whole different world, right? What just happened? You just changed your position of the future. So we have to do the same thing. We have to move around, and we have to sometimes in our minds also, you know, move around a bit. Get a different perspective on it. Because otherwise we get too much stuck, and if you get stuck, you get in a rut. You know what's a rut? A rut is like, okay, another day, another book, same town, same place, da da da. You want one of this? No, okay. You want one of those? No, go to hell. Okay, you want to see that? No, okay. One more hour and there'll be lunch. Have you ever had that mood, that feeling? How did it make you feel? Empowered? Transcendental? Flying like an eagle? No. It's just, you know, get me out of here. So then, we have to stop doing what we're doing, realize this is not going to work out. Even the nice people, I burn them. They get scared, you know? Even the people who want to buy books from me, I'm like, no, I don't want your money. You know? I don't. No, forget it. You're not going to read it. This is not for you. Even the nice people, you can scare them off. It's possible. So, don't get into a rut. Be flexible. Move. Be a bit agile. It helps, you know? Any other things towards street distribution, stopping people? Once you have them stopped and the book is in the hand, presentation is pretty much similar. It's just in the beginning and a little bit at the end what changes. But the core thing, the bread, butter and cheese, it's the same thing. Yes?
The time to attack, you said the first morning session is good to approach.
Yes.
And
early bird catches the worm.
Yeah, the middle portion you said will be hectic, it will not be better.
Yeah.
Evening they are tired, it will not be better.
Sometimes afternoons are good also. All depends. It's time, place, circumstance, and it's also individual. Me personally, I'm a lazy guy. What I do, I just, you know, do my whole morning program, then I study, then I take rest, then I take proper prasadam, and I go out in the afternoons from 2 to 6. I put in my 4 or 5 hours, and I beat everybody else. Because I don't want to go out twice. And because I can last for 5 hours. But most devotees, after 2 hours, you know, it gets tough. They need a break. So everybody's an individual. You have to see what works for you. When I started up, I was doing the same thing. 3 hours in the morning, 2 hours lunch break, 3 hours in the afternoon. That's a safe thing. It's safe. Because initially it's very hard to keep your focus, your concentration, for a longer period of time. It's very hard. It's about the concentration. Just like you see now. This is day 4 of a 30-hour seminar. And some of you are pretty cooked out, the brain's already toast. You like to have role plays, you know, and movies and games and, you know, arm wrestle and whatnot. If you just talk, half of your brain shut down. Why? Because we're not used to this. We're just not used to it. We're not from university anymore, you know, where you just have to go and sit in lectures. And, you know, the guy might be speaking boring, dry stuff, but you just have to go through it. Because otherwise you don't get your degree. We're always used about, you know, fun and entertainment and blah, 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 blah. So, it's a question of concentration. Sankirtan is 90% about concentration, dedication, prayerful mood. 90%. There's also some hard work and some sweat and all that involved. And then the factor of inspiration, of course. Any other questions towards street distribution? Yes.
Can you give some samples? So you see, like you did in the shop?
We can do it. We can do it. Okay.
Maybe we can carry small soft toy or Krishna stick. And then they'll practice it.
You can carry what?
This is Krishna and this is the love Krishna. Small soft toy of Krishna.
You can try it out and then make a presentation. Okay. So who?
No, I wanted to know if it was
nice. I said you can try it out. And once you've tried it out, you can show us how it works. Okay? Hey, you there. Hi, how is it going? Welcome. Are you from Mayapur or out of town? Out of town. Which place are you from?
USA.
Wow. Which part of the city? Tucson boys, welcome to Mayapur. Here, let me show you what it means to qualify. We call them books. You heard of books, right? Nice. We're all intelligent people who know how to read and write. I guess you're qualified. All right, this is the Bhagavad Gita, famous book from India. You heard of Mahatma Gandhi, Emerson, Thoreau, they read this. You look like a college student or a graduate? What was the major?
Education.
Wow, so you're a teacher now, or what are you doing? What are you doing?
Sales guy.
So you like money, huh? And a bit of people also.
You were a person.
Okay. So you were into psychology or philosophy?
Philosophy.
Wow. So let me show you. This is from Sanskrit, from the ancient Vedas. So this is like everything on the nature of the mind, the soul, the intelligence, all the different dilemmas, you know, how the energy moves and flows, how mind control. You ever have that in sales, you know? The mind of the person is kind of freaking out and stuff. So we're monks. We don't sell these. We just pass them out for donations. So you can just chip in something and help us in the frame. Now we also have Srimad Bhagavatam. This is like a preliminary study. This is more the advanced guy. So you read a lot or just the page of the book?
Yeah, I read a lot.
does happen. So what kind of sales are you in? What's your deal? Wow. So what? Encyclopedias or courses or online learning or whatever? How's it going for you? Good at it?
Learning.
Still trying to generate. Yeah, actually these books will help you. So why don't you take both of them? Usually in the stores, you know, when you would buy books like that, these are like textbooks. What do you would reckon? How much would you
pay?
Yeah, pretty close. But today, you know, it's your lucky day. You just chip in a donation, developers with the premium of the cost. Workers give 20, students give 10 bucks, and if you're a businessman, you know, you get money. So give the best you can. Do you own a company or not yet?
Close.
Not the Sony either.
Okay, so just give me your investment. Give me 15?
Yeah, 15 is alright. 15.
Okay.
no problem. Perfect. Fine. And once you own the company, you know, then you can be a bit more generous. So our address is here in the back of the book. We have a whole lot of templates and centers. You can go and study meditation and yoga. And if you like more books, there's our 1-800 number. You can also order them through the phone or on the web. Nice meeting you. Have a great evening. Nice day. So, that was long. That was long. Usually it's shorter. So you saw what happened? Always ask some questions. Let them do the talking and you just move it around. A bit this side, a bit that side. Not too much on the book. Because otherwise, usually, unless they're very interested, it kind of goes flatline, you know? Flatline, the expression. Flatline. The patient, you know, the heartbeat goes like this. And then all of a sudden it's beep. Then you have to take out those two things and go zzz. And you have to, you know, get them back to life. So, don't let the people flatline on you, you know? You have to always keep them alive. You have to keep it snappy. And you do that by questions, and by letting them talk. Don't just keep on talking. Otherwise people, you know, they get irritated. Any questions? Yes?
How do you prevent them from being intimidated by that pressure? Because it's pressure, so many questions. You don't let them off, you stare at them.
You give them as much pressure as they can handle. He's a tough guy from Tucson, he's a businessman, he's in the game, he likes a good rub, you know? He likes it a bit rough. But if you have people, you know, like the art student, you know, who is studying music and dance and drama, you know? If you do it the same way, no way, forget it. You gotta be real gentle, real deliberate, you know, real soft-spoken. So you really have to see who you got in front of you. That's why it's called skills. It's not just stereotype, okay, this is the street and I'm a robot here, you know, and I'm gonna work the street. It's a people thing. So after a while, after a couple of months or years, when you see people coming down the street, just by looking at them, you know their age, you know their job, you know how much money they're carrying, you know their life story. Why? Because it's experience and because Krishna tells you. If you want to know, if you really want to know, Krishna will tell you. If you're interested. And I'm interested because it helps my service. Because it is my service to take interest in people. But that means you have to actually care for them. You have to actually be interested. If you're like, I don't give a, you know, .. then you couldn't care less who you got in front of you. It's just punching numbers in a machine. But that doesn't work because that's impersonal. It's stereotype. And nobody wants to be dealt with in an impersonal way. It makes you feel horrible. So whatever their job is, you know, whether they're digging graves or whether they're, you know, sawing wood or they're screwing screws or they're punching numbers or they're directing a bank or a government, show some interest. Ask them about their job. Everybody's so happy to tell you about themselves. It's amazing, isn't it? Because finally somebody cares. Finally somebody shows some interest. And then on that level of sympathy, hey, you're interested in me, I'm also interested in what you're doing. I mean, that's just reciprocation. A lot of the books, most of the books I sell, are on reciprocation, are on people who feel obliged, because I know what they expect. So I deal with them in a respectful way, how they expect to be treated. And that's why they feel obliged to take a book and to give a donation. Not because they're spectacularly interested, or spectacularly intelligent, or generous, but I know how to push their buttons. You know that saying, pushing the buttons? Everybody's got buttons, you know? The buttons where they freak out, and the buttons where their good side comes out. So you have to know how to find those buttons and how to push them. Other questions? Thank you.
Another scenario.
Yeah, you can do another scenario.
Maybe.
Other points, yes.
I saw in a special life, no? The more you are personal with Krishna, the more you become personal with the devotees or with the non-devotees.
Yes. It's all about being personal, because impersonalism doesn't sell. It doesn't work. You can't stand there and, you know, just hold out a book and people will not take it. Other points?
Is there some question that you shouldn't ask them?
Is there?
Some question that you shouldn't ask them?
Yeah, like too personal stuff. It gets too intimidating, you know? Like if I would ask him, okay, so how much money do you make? Or what did you eat for lunch? Or, you know, how's your dog or your kids? And he's like, you know, get out of my life. Because we're not that close yet. That rapport, that relationship is not yet on that level, you know? You have to go easy. Don't just go in there, you know? Don't go in like a plow and out like a needle. You understand? You should go in like a needle and then out like a plow. But if you throw the plow at them, then you go out like a needle. Then you have to, okay, it's all right, okay. Didn't want to, you know, it's okay. And the guy's still upset, you know, he's still... because that's rude. You have to know how much close you can get without intimidating somebody. And that's different in every person. Some people really like it, you can get up close and you do the whole thing, you know. And some people, they don't want anybody in contact and they just want it to, you know, play it safe. It's also cultural differences. Like here in Bengal, you know, they don't mind having men around, you know, walk around and holding hands and, you know, doing the whole thing. That's normal here. If you do that in other countries, you know, they would just, they would beat you. But in other countries, you go and you go, hey, ciao, you know. How's it going? You know. Here, if you do that, they say, why you hit me? Why you hit me? Yeah, even if you go like this, why you hit me? This is the fact here. You don't tap people on the shoulder. It's not accepted. It's just differences, you know? Cultural differences. We have to accept those. Yes?
I don't want the book.
I say, very well, have a nice day, and I move on. It's not a problem.
You're not right for 5 minutes.
It's not my job to convince people who say no. I mean, it depends. They usually say no for a reason. It means either I have not presented it properly, I wasn't deep or thorough or inspired enough. Usually if the no is already there, you know, you can try one more time, but you got bad. It's off for a bad start. It's already over, you know? Yes.
There is one attitude which sometimes I saw in the world in the Sanctuary.
Yes.
Which is disturbing the family life, no? Like sometimes they keep supposing the old times in the hospitals, the nursing, you know? The behavior.
Is it related to the book distribution on the street now and the exchange which we're having? Okay. The nurses in the hospitals? What is that?
Yeah, in old times in the hospital, the nurse behaved with the patient as if he's a child or a poor, not very intelligent.
Yeah.
So the same thing, sometimes devotees think that because I'm a devotee.
I'm more intelligent, I'm more sophisticated than this person.
You may have been from the university professor, but you treat him like a child. value and some, you know, personality and some character.
Yeah.
And he thinks, you know, who is that child who comes to the school like that? Yeah. I saw this play all of this, and this is not.
He puts people off, he turns them off, yes.
Yeah.
Especially if the book distributor is like, you know, 20 or 24 year old, and the person is like 50 or 60 year old. So it could be their grandson, you know? And he's speaking like he knows it all, and you know, ah, da da da. And the guy goes like, you know? So, always be yourself. Just be realistic. Don't think I'm a devotee, or I'm a this, or I'm a that, or I'm the other thing. I'm just a humble servant of Guru and Krishna. I'm just trying to give these books to people in a nice way. Don't be arrogant or obnoxious or inconsiderate. Just be personal. Just be yourself. That's the most secure way of distributing many, many books for a very long time. Just be natural. Just be yourself. Because, like Radhanath Swami was giving a talk with the Guru Kulis in the Lotus Park, and he said that for the younger generation, it is very easy to detect artificiality, right? If people are artificial, you can very easily, and you just don't want to have anything to do with it. So if you see that this distributor is artificial, then you want to stay away from artificiality because you're looking for something real, for something genuine. So whatever it is that it is, whatever, whoever you are that you are, be yourself. Be true to thine own self, as Shakespeare says. And that is the best-selling book. Don't imitate, but emulate. It all depends how much choice I've got.
Sometimes
groups, not so much. Not so easy.
Two guys,
okay. One person, better. Man and woman, okay, but you have to know how it works.
Preferably
single people, you got one mind to deal with, and it's you and that mind, and that's what's going on. Otherwise, it's two minds, three minds, five minds. It becomes more complex. I mean, you can do it, you can try, but it's not that easy. We could go on for hours and hours, you know, speaking about how to deal with couples and how to deal with groups, and if you want, we can get into this. But I don't know how are we doing with time?
Can you try one day
over time?
Okay, we can have one different scenario real fast and then we break for our afternoon break. So
we're gonna drive up in a car, three of us.
Huh?
Three of us are gonna drive up in a car.
Okay, good. So this is like parking lot and three people. So it's a different scenario. Two chairs. Yes, speak loudly. Two chairs.
One more person? Anybody? Just sit down. We're just babbling. This is a concert.
This is a concert. These are young people.
They're pulling
16,
in.
17, 18 years old. They're pulling in. Security's lining them all up. And the body comes.
We're just up.
Okay. Knock, knock, knock. Hello there. Yeah, you gotta open your window, otherwise you don't hear me, man. Hey, hi there, how's it going? Hey, welcome to the show. Where are you guys from?
USA.
USA, perfect, beautiful. Check this out. It's for all the concert goers today. We call them books, you know, for everybody who knows how to read and write. You guys, students, workers, or dropouts?
Yes.
Dropouts. So you just came out here to party, right? Okay, cool. So these books tell you, this is the nectar of devotion. You heard of nectar, you know, like the drink? Yeah, right. So you look like a sportsman. So this is all on meditation, yoga. This book is on karma, reincarnation, what comes around goes around.
Well, my karma is okay.
Yeah, good, cool. Then keep it for your friend. And Bhagavad Gita is the ancient book of wisdom and philosophy from Sanskrit. You know, Gandhi's favorite book. So what are you guys majoring in? Yeah, but before that, you know,
in your last life,
what did you graduate in?
He got his degree in marijuana.
Wow.
He's in LSD.
Wow. So now you got your own thing going there, huh?
Yeah, we're doing pretty well.
That's cool, that's cool. So we're monks. Have you heard of monks? Stay high forever, never come down?
Oh, that's great.
You qualify. You don't have too many years left, you know? You guys, you're going right up, you know? So, you know, little hair, lots of humor. That's what it's all about. So we're monks, and we don't sell these. We just pass them out for all the people who are not completely brain dead. So I see you're still driving. So, you know.
It's too late. It's too late for me.
Something going on.
He's gone.
He's gone already. No, he's still here.
He's still booked.
Some pictures? Sure. So you got, yeah, of course. Open it up. Yes. Every book's got pictures. You see that.
Oh, that's kind of related.
Yes. So, check it out. You ever been to India or Nepal or Tibet? No? Never heard of the yogis?
Goa.
Huh?
Goa. Best parties.
Best parties? Yeah, brave and all that stuff. So these books are coming from India, you know? This is where the real stuff is happening. You know, the yogis, it's where the real potency, the real power is from. So, we don't sell these. People just chip in a donation. You know what's the best nation in the world?
Donation.
It's a donation, right? You got it right, my friend. So usually they go for like $20, but because you're only driving a, you know, beat up old little Cadillac, so do the best you can. Can you throw a donation?
You have some money?
No, usually we get 10 or 20s. I can give you change also.
I will open some change. And you have it done so much.
You know, we prefer bills because I got a back problem, you know, I can't carry metal. So, you know, it's a security issue also. So,
here's your fire.
That's a fire, that's nice. Okay, so can you also chip in something? If you make it 20, you make my day. That's good karma. Hey, there you go. Thank you so much. So, on page 3, there is the address of our temple. If you want to come to one of our parties, we got regular parties every Sunday. We call them Wall Feast. So this big vegetarian feast, lots of music and dance, a lot of cool young people. So come and check it out. Now, do you guys believe in the power of prayer? Yeah. Huh? Well, anyway, let's do an experiment, right? You're trying out everything. Yeah. So, okay, why don't you repeat after me? Hare?
Hare.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Hare?
Hare.
Krishna.
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 Hare?
Hare.
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 Rama.
Rama.
Hare?
Hare.
Rama.
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 Rama. Hare?
Hare.
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 Yeah. Alright, so you're qualified. You graduate. Congratulations. Have a wonderful show. Don't lose your brain and your sanity out there, okay? And give us a call there. Come over here. See you guys. The thing is, when you're distributing books, you have to stay in control. There is no way around it. As soon as you hand over control, it's over, it's finished, it's kaput. You can just walk out. It's gone. It's finito. So you have to stay in control. You have to stay on the pedal. And if you don't have the oomph, if you don't have the drive to do that, sit down, read something, chant some rounds, take some prasadam, take some rest. You have to have energy to give. You have to be alive. Not just a warm body, you know? You have to be alive. That's the difference between being successful in Sankirtan and not being successful in Sankirtan. So this was just a sample. Sometimes I go out more heavy on them and sometimes less. It depends, you know, but because they were pretty hardcore, so I had to be pretty hardcore in order to get some reciprocation. Because you made it pretty clear that, you know, what it's all about. So you sense it pretty fast after like 3 to 10 seconds what this person is all about. And then you have to have your type of presentation which sticks with this person.
Yes. What's the skills which you've got from talk from situation, from knowledge, or some
You just say different things to the different people and you see who catches on. Sometimes nobody catches on, that's fine, but it just keeps them busy. Sometimes somebody catches on, oh India, oh yoga, oh karma, oh reincarnation, and then you go for that. But you just do your spiel, you just do your presentation. But a lot of times people say, hey, yeah, India, hey, yeah, yoga, or hey, yeah, Hare Krishna, or hey, yeah, vegetarianism. And then boom, it's all about that. And you sell them the book just on that. I have one guy in a mall just now in Bali. I give him the book, I said, yoga, meditation, and he said, I'm not into that. I'm only into God. I want to know God, and I want to achieve God. I'm into spiritual stuff. So I took the book back and I said, okay, sir, we got the real thing for you, boom. And he was really into it. They don't get confused, you know, that you take one back and you give him something else. And he was totally into it. So it's all sankalpa vikalpa. The mind is into accepting and rejecting, accepting and rejecting. That's all it does, all day long. That's why I don't say yes or no, but I say we got philosophy and psychology. We got stories and we got cooking. We got this and we got that. But whatever they say, it always boils down to the same thing. They get the book. You got it? And don't ask them questions like, so do you like to read, you know, like these guys? So are you into philosophy? No, you have to give them options. It's all about options in life. That makes it exciting. And that makes it easy for the mind. Multiple choice. Ooh, that's nice. Everybody goes for the multiple choice.
What do you mean? I'm an atheist.
I'm the what?
Atheist.
Atheist. Wonderful. Perfect. You have to know what the competition is all about, right? And even atheists, you know, what's the harm? You can check out what's going on. I mean, you're an intelligent person. Who says you can't read about, you know, all this God stuff? You should know what these people believe in.
You should know your enemy.
You should know your enemy, your opposition. You can't just say, you know, you have to know. Like me, I'm a monk, but I know about atheism. So? And you're an atheist, and you know, zip, you know nothing about God. I mean, that's a serious defect, right? I mean, you think you're superior to everybody else here, but you're not. So you got to find out, you got to read up, you got to do your homework, my dear friend. Now, I'm sure, I'm convinced, you know, that you're just poor, and you know, you don't even have the 10 bucks, you know, to pay for this book. And then the guy goes like, what do you mean 10 bucks here, you know, look, take this book. So sometimes you just have to, you know, you have to get him out of the defense. You have to challenge them. But that means you can't be on the mental platform. You can't be stuck on some planet, you know, oh, I got to do my laundry and call my mom and feed my dog and my goldfish. You know, you got to be there. You have to be sharp. And you got to give yourself fully. You just have to fly. Even if it means sometimes people put you down, people step on your toes, people humiliate you. So what? We already know who we are. Dasa, dasa, anudasa. I'm the servant. So if somebody treats you like the servant, what's the harm in that? That's our position. We shouldn't be scared to be the servant. Sometimes the servant, you know, the master will just not look at him, or will ignore him, or will speak rudely to him. It happens. So don't be disappointed if people misbehave. We have to give ourselves in this Sankirtanyagya. Then what happens is, then Krishna gives himself to us. And even if this person is not really interested, whatever is lacking, Krishna makes up for it. And you see amazing things happen. How people all of a sudden, they have a change of heart right in front of you. And you can see that, how the heart changes. And that's like, whoa, poo, what just happened here? This is magic. Because ordinarily speaking, this cannot happen. It's not meant to happen, but it just did. It just did. And that for the 15th time today. So there seems to be a pattern, you know. And when you see Krishna working his magic, that makes us more determined, more sincere, and more willing to surrender and to sacrifice. But sometimes the result is three books, and sometimes it's, go home to your monastery, you know. where are you from? From India? Go back to India, you know. All kinds of stuff. So you just take it. Don't just laugh at other people's expense. You can also laugh at your own expense. After all, life is about fun, right? It's not all about being serious and uptight and like that. And then once they see that you're in a jolly mood, they will pick up on that vibration and they will appreciate it. Okay, that's parking lots on concerts to intoxicated teenagers. If you're in a book table in India and you have the respectable pilgrims who come and go like, Swamiji, 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 and it's a different thing, you know? But you still have to surrender and connect to Krishna. So he won't buy the stupid lamp, you know, with the ugly, you know, Chinese freaking paraphernalia thing, but he will actually get the book, right? So you still have to surrender to Krishna. That's the same thing. The context changes, but the essence stays the same. Okay, thanks for working overtime. We take a 15-minute break, and then we carry on. Hare Krishna. Exercise helpful before the last lesson? You got something out of it? Okay, so we got to speak a little bit about distributing books to our parking lots. Excuse me, I need to have a candy, otherwise I'll lose my voice. And also small industries and a couple of different areas. Then we're also going to speak about presenting Prabhupada's books on their own merit, which means on their own strength. And at the end we'll speak about mission statement, and we're going to fill out the mission statements in our handbooks. Or we're just going to look over it, because you can do that as your homework. Alright, yes.
Can you speak also about bookstalls?
Bookstalls, yeah, book tables, we can also speak about that.
Yes, yeah. So it looks like we've got an hour, and what about the car park?
No, we got a whole other day tomorrow. Yeah. Tomorrow is class.
It was the fourth day.
No, today is the fourth day, but we're doing 5 days. Oh, don't worry, I wouldn't do the car park in half an hour.
Yeah,
that's a whole lesson. We'll do a whole lesson. We'll just do all the stuff which is there. Okay? Don't worry about it.
I wanted one. We mentioned about it, but we discussed it more. Like the mind control and concentration. And
mind control, concentration, okay? Can somebody put it up there? Mind control, concentration. Okay, basically speaking, when you distribute the cars, the first thing you have to be attentive is that you don't get run over. Because cars are moving and they're stronger than people. So you gotta keep alert at all times. Because people are not. They will smash into you, they bump into cars, you know. Women driver, men driver, it's like you gotta be alert. Also when you move around the car so you don't get completely dirty, you have to know how to carry the books so you don't get completely soiled. Then, when the car is there, you can put the books either on the car. People don't like that so much. Because usually they're like very touchy about their cars. You ever had that experience? You know, people really freaking out? Because the car is more important than their own self. You know? It's really their thing.
I think they are the car.
Yeah. But, you know, where the door is, where the window is, you can always put it there. So that's not a problem, you know. You hold it, then you knock, and you make the sign like I did before, you know. And then they open, and then you speak to them. That's in the concert situation. But most of the times, I let people get out of the car first. I let people get out of the car first. Because sometimes they get intimidated. If you go there, like in America, if it's not a concert and it's not very young people, but it's a bit older people, they don't like it. If you walk up to the car, you knock on their window and you go like that. They feel it's like the guy with a rag, you know, the rag man who wants to clean your windshield to get a dollar to go buy some beer. Yeah. So usually let them step out of the car first and don't just stand there, you know, because they can't open the door. It's all about common sense and timing. So when the car is there, you let them park, you move around, you take your time, and when they come out, Then you approach them, almost the same like on the street, but it's a parking lot. So you have to always constantly see, okay, this guy's driving out, this guy's driving in, I already talked to that one, oh, this one I haven't seen yet. It's logistics, you know, you have to know what's going on. You have to, like here, now, my consciousness is not just, you know, on my candy or in my mouth or on the clock. My consciousness permeates the entire classroom. I see who is spacing out, I see who is biting fingernails, I see who is bored. Why? Because that's my job. In the same way, when you distribute books, your consciousness has to permeate the entire kshetra, the entire area. Wherever that area is, your consciousness has to penetrate. And in this way, you'll be able to react and to be very effective in your book distribution. You will still apply your consciousness. We get into that point later on there about concentration and mind control. Then, when you're in the interaction, you focus like a lens which bundles the rays of the sun. And you focus on one single point. Boom! And you give him the book. And you give him the strong look. And you have the exchange. But you're still aware of what's going on around you. You're not oblivious to a reality outside. Both things have to be kept in mind. Any questions to cars?
What to do with security sometimes we're doing, you know, the just, you know, keep you out from the parking lot, then you have to come back.
Yeah, it's a frustration. Then just you have to move, you know. Sometimes in the States we used to work 80 different parking lots in a day, you know, 20 minutes here, 10 minutes there, half an hour there, you know, so much moving. So I'd rather just stay in a small town, work the downtown area, where it's maybe not so busy, but at least you can work it. I don't like to move all the time. It's disturbing. And I don't like those shopping centers where you just have the average Joe who goes to buy his can of beer, or the average housewife who goes to buy, you know, her little bag of groceries. I like it more a little bit flexible, a little bit more different kinds of people, old people, young people, middle class people. Mix it up. Otherwise, it gets too much stereotype. But it's personal choice. Some people do great on parking lots.
And if you want about parking lots and shoppings,
yeah.
Then, like you approach people and you will come out of the shop.
It depends. Sometimes, it depends. Some devotees do that. They only take the people who come out of the stores because otherwise they will tell security and you might get kicked out. I personally never. I just do everybody. Because it's too much of a thing, you know. Oh, this one comes, this one goes, you know. And also sometimes they don't have any money anymore when they come out of the store. It's all spent. So I'd rather have them fresh when they come with all the money. So I gave them the book then. You just have to be nice with them. And security, yes?
How do you remember them?
How do you remember them?
I have difficulty to remember people.
I mean, you remember the people who you gave books to and who you talked
yes,
to.
Yes, yes, but especially if he said no, and you approach him again.
Sometimes you approach him again, so what? Then you say, oh, all right, oh, okay, yeah, we already talked, have a nice day. Not, no harm, no loss.
You are handling, you have a few books or one?
Usually I give, depends on the person, one book, two books, three books. Depends whether it's street, it's door to door, it's office, who it is. It's all very, very versatile, but usually two books. Because then you can alternate. It's either or. It's not yes or no. They can choose. Because this is about this and this is about that. So take your pick.
If they get less than you, take one book back.
I don't take one book back. I just tell them, if you want both, give a little more. Otherwise, which one would you prefer? And I let them choose. Because that's really lame, you know? You know,
sometimes they go, actually, I want both books.
Yeah, sure, but you know, they cost us this and this much money.
That's a lot of help.
Well, if it's all that you have and you really value them, then have fun. Good luck. Because your presentation or your power, your potency wasn't big enough to get
it. Yeah, you don't want to blow it then.
You don't want to blow it. If you see the guy's really nice and he even covers BBT costs for the two books, let it slide.
But even if it doesn't, you have to let it slide.
Yeah, sometimes you do. Sometimes you have to give a book for free. C'est la vie.
one more technical question. You approach people and talking about all kind of directional on the when the director says button or when they step out of the car.
Whatever works for you. For me, sometimes the car is coming, I just stop the car, you go to them, and you give them the book. It's like, you know, whatever your mood is. If you got the potency, you can do it anywhere. We had devotees, they were distributing on the highway, where the cars go out, you know, like on the exit. They put on the white boots, you know, and the white gloves, and they went. Sometimes they got in trouble, but sometimes they got away with it. I don't recommend that. I'm just saying. Try it out, see how it works. No, usually I let them park and get out of the car. It's better. Other things with the car?
He's doing some in Brazil,
What?
You stopped the car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, small industries. Me personally, I have done book distribution for maybe 8 years, mainly in industries. Small companies, small factories, small shops, offices, restaurants, dentists, car mechanics, carpenters, anybody who's got a business. If you got a business, I will come and see you. Because I know they mean business, which means they got money, they got a sense, you know. Not always common sense, but they have some sense, perception. And there is some reciprocation. So I usually work businesses. I do real well with businesses. Because I know they mean business, they know I mean business, and we gotta think over it. I don't waste my time. But it's all on a personal level. You might do door-to-door really well. You might do shop-to-shop. What I usually used to do in Switzerland, because it's a small country, we used to do everything. You know, everything means everything. So you go to a smaller sized town, and I would start in the morning at 10 o'clock, and from 10 to 12, I would do the industrial estates, you know, a little outside the town, those companies, I would do them for 2 hours. Then I go inside the town, and I do the flats, the residential areas, between 12 and 2, because then it's when everybody's home for lunch break. Because in the small towns, everybody goes home to eat lunch. They don't stay out. They go home to eat lunch. Then I do my break from 2 to 4. And at 4 o'clock, I again have 1 hour to do the offices. 5 o'clock, they close. Then I have 1.5 hours to do the shops. At 6:30, the shops close. Then I have another hour to do the restaurants. And if I still got energy left, I hit the flats again in the evening. So that's, you know, you can spice it up a bit. But it's personal. Some just like to do door to door, you just do residential. I used to do just industries, nothing else but that. It's, you know, whatever the situation is. But try different styles and see what it does to your technique and to your distribution style. And you will see that the street will help you to do better door to door. And the industry will help you to do better the street. Because all of a sudden you're on the street and you see, this is a businessman. This guy's an owner of a company. He talks and walks and behaves like that. And then you deal with him like you would be in the company. You know what I mean? It's just different scenarios. You get more experience. Variety is the mother of enjoyment. If you want to enjoy Sankirtan, there's got to be some variety sometimes. Yes?
I'm personally interested in the experience you might have of doing the streets in Calcutta. Have you had any?
I've not worked the streets, I've just worked some malls.
In Calcutta?
Yeah.
I see, okay, so what was your experience then?
It works. Fine. Shop to shop and some people in between. And but you don't go where the mad traffic is and all the noise and all the pollution and people want to get out of there as fast as possible because it's just not sensible. You have to find yourself a suitable location. I worked at Salt Lake City Center, which is a big mall with a lot of shops. So I just worked the shops, the owners, and also the staff, and then the people in between.
Yeah,
and you see, you know, whoever is well-dressed, they look respectable like that, you talk to them. And not the pack of young students and the guys who are all there smoking or drinking their tea, but you choose, you know, you pick and choose.
Outside seal the station, kind of place, no?
Huh?
Outside seal the station, or how often?
You can try, good luck. I worked in Bombay, another station. Please come in or and sit down, or I don't like people standing in the doorway.
It's not buses there parked in Silva, you know, on a regular basis.
Can? Do that.
You haven't tried that.
No, but I worked other station in Bombay, which is like one of the biggest and busiest train stations in India.
Is it worth it? Did it was your
oh, yeah, of course, definitely. But sometimes you have to get permissions, you have to get the permits. And then you put book tables and you get, you know, you get the megaphone and you do it properly. If it's just you by yourself going out and doing a few books, you can also just walk around the Samadhi here. Or, you know, in front and inside the main gate or around the temple area. You don't need to go to Shelda or to Kolkata to do your 5 or 10 bhagavad
work. No, it's not one or the other.
No, no, but I'm just saying, you know, why make a huge effort? Sometimes people go like this, you know, to touch their nose. But you can just, it's very simple.
There's lots of people coming.
Yeah, because sometimes you spend 3 hours driving to the Shibu 1 hour and then you drive 3 hours back. One time in Paris, we went from Noisy-le-Grand, the temple which is in a suburb, you know, in not such a high class area of the city, on the periphery, the city, what do you call it, circle highway?
Ring.
On the ring, yeah.
The periphery.
Yeah, the periphery. For 2.5 hours to the other side of town to work on some carrefour, on some mall, some shopping center. And then we got thrown out. And then we were stuck again 3 hours back in traffic to go back to the temple. And I thought, like, you could have well gone just in Noisy-le-Grand to the post office or to the train station and give out a few books there, you know? So, once we have to be reasonable. But try out different techniques and styles and see how it works, yes. Any other points?
I was thinking that part of this seminar, if you have a practical, like, what your name is on the 11th, there'll be so many pilgrims flying to place.
Yeah, definitely. That should be the assessment. All the students, all the graduate students, you know, should grab some Bhagavad Gita, some books, and then we... Yeah, Vedavyas Prabhu, he can, you know, be our general, and yeah, go out and charge, you know. Huh? Here is our Bhukacharya from the local bookstore. He has as many books as you want. Retail price. There is only so much difference. It's small difference. 10%, 10-15%. He'll invite everybody from Mahapishadam. If you do well, he'll give everybody Mahapishadam.
So let's set a time and place.
Yeah, why not? Do books and go to Panin. Great idea. When I got initiated in 1986, on Gaur Panim, I went out and I did 50 magazines, Bhagavad Darshans, and they were 2 rupees each. And I didn't speak a word Bengali. And I just said, hold my two, you know, piece up, and I said, Duitaka. Yeah. And it was hard. And I suffered. But it was purifying. It's like a collecting Guru Dakshin, you know, when you get initiated from the devotees. And they kind of argue with you, you know, who are you and who is your guru anyway and what the heck you're doing here. And you're like, it's the hardest thing to sell something to devotees. Can you confirm that?
Confirm.
He's selling books in the temple courtyard. And it's a very interesting experience.
Well, I have to say though, the reason is because people who come to the book, they speak Russian.
Yeah, language problems.
Another problem, why it's so difficult to sell books to devotees?
Try it out. See for yourself. I don't want to spoil your fun. You should have the first time experience.
I would like to be from that sense that I saw
one
of those people in the book as well.
You did?
In Canada, devotees who once.
Okay, maybe my poor festival is a different crowd.
Give you an idea of
I just brought a map and I wrote the four books and I find the one who already has the books.
Okay.
You have the four books, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and I write their names and then they make their X
from
the books. And then after this, then
they come down.
And then, oh, I already have a set Bhagavatam, actually I don't have Chaitanya Charitamrita. Really? You've been in the room for 4 years and you know that? I guess in this way, yeah, okay, and then I made arrangements in this way after a while and I filled up the list. The 118 people who first got all the sets.
So you see, because Vedavyas Prabhu is an experienced book distributor and he believes that every house should have a full set of Prabhupada's books. So when somebody says, I already have this, he doesn't say, oh no, and he goes to the next person. But he says, wow, wonderful, great, which book do you have? And then next step is, well, you know, there's more, you know, this and that. And then you sell them the rest of the set. It happens a lot of times. Okay, we got 35 minutes and a lot of topics to cover. I'd like to move on. Selling Prabhupada's books on their own merit is the reminder of the lesson. And this is something very important. Because you can give people a book and you can just tell them, look, this is about blah-de-blah-de-blah donation. And all the people here is blah-de-blah-de-blah donation. Oh, is it charity? Okay, here's some money. And they take the book and they go home and they put it somewhere. And they don't read it, right? But they still give and they still take the book. And you feel good about yourself. But after a few years of that, it becomes kind of stale. You feel that you're not really satisfied. You're not really getting anywhere. Because you have like a... Remember from the Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva, who was feeling not so happy, not so satisfied. And then, you know, Narada Muni told him, it's because you have not glorified Krishna. So sometimes you just have to take out that Krishna book and tell people, look, this is about the little blue boy, you know? And his name is Krishna. And it works, you know? And the people are like, wow, I want to have that one. And all of a sudden you get some taste, you get some juice back. But if you're just speaking about, you know, charity and God knows what not, it works. It works. No doubt, but it's not the same taste. And if you don't have the taste, you can't do this for long. That's why distributing Prabhupada's books on their own merit means you read them, you live them, and you preach about them, and you tell people as much as possible about the book, as deep as they can appreciate. Not that you go too broad or too profound right in the first few seconds, you know, but you try till they feel like, oh, you know, and then you back off a bit. But you give them as much as they can take, as much as they can handle. So what does that mean, distributing Prabhupada's books on their own merit? Vedavyas Prabhu, can you enlighten us on the topic a couple of minutes? What's your realization on what it means to distribute Prabhupada's books on their own merit, instead of saying so many things which also get you the dollars, but which don't exactly get you the bliss? Well, you can, you asked for it, so you're on. You don't need to, it's in the blood. No, come front.
We're going to get a bad thing.
Escape from the Ganga. We're going to be partying. Okay, I'm surprised there.
Just a couple of minutes, your realization on speaking on the merit of the books.
So what I experienced when I, sometimes what I did with people, when I didn't, sometimes I go blind. I just like, sometimes I go blind, so I just take the book and then show the book to people directly with the Sanskrit, and I quote a Sanskrit. I remember one time I used to sell Sri Shopanishad like fast, but I would say things like, please hear me. Om Purnamada, Purnamidam. And as I would do this, I would show them the Purnamada, Purnamada, and then they would take the book and say, well, that was beautiful. And then just from there, then I would just tell them about the translation. And from there, they would say, okay, well, how much you want? I mean, there was, you know, what's your name, where are you from? There was nothing, anything like this. I was just singing, you know. So that was very difficult. So, but also sometimes people are troubled living in the material world, right? So you just go directly from your personal readings, you know, that you have. Like sometimes, you know, Prabhupada would just say something that really affects you. So you go back to the people and you just tell them what affected you. And they become affected by your own speech because it's parampara, so it has potency. So that's one thing I would say. Is it alright? Make sense?
Any questions about the topic of distributing books on their own merit?
I like this interrogation, you say chanting, you know? Chanting,
yeah.
And at the same time you give books.
Yeah.
And in India, we have to be...
Because in the West, no one hears Sanskrit. And you, I tell people, you see, this is going to be a very purifying experience for you. Because it's a language and every word is a song. And I just see things like this. Every step is a dance, every word is a song. So now this is the spiritual world. I mean, I remember one time I got in line for some time. My line was, if you go to the bar, they will swear. If you go to university, they will speak respectfully. But if you go to the spiritual world, they will sing. So this is a language that cannot be said, but sung. So I just give them the book and they're like, you know, they become attracted. Because when you, more you speak closer to the books, more you speak closer to the soul. And then it's just that the covering actually was removed just by the direct connection they have with what you're going to say. So it's very important for people to have access to devotees and devotees to be genuine and parampara in their speech. So it's why speaking on their own merits, the books does the job. And then you have to do your job and be an instrument. So for us to repeat, it's not just we only repeat, we also feel the teaching because we hear for ourselves as well. All right.
John, thank you for that. I want to share with you a story that happened to me, and Guru Krishna was my partner before. I already talked about him previously. We were distributing Srimad Bhagavatam from 2nd canto until 5th canto because we had a surplus, I mean, PBT printed so many, they didn't went out for many years, so they obliged the devotee to buy, no, I mean, you want to have some Bhagavad Gita, you get Bhagavad Gita and few copies or a lot of copies. So we have to distribute them only, 2nd canto, 3rd canto, etc. until 5th canto. So we were doing the mountains, and it was the end of the day. So we said we were going to our house. We had the highway house. So we said, why don't we stop on the bars and restaurant on the way? Because you know this restaurant, nobody goes there whatsoever. So we did it. It was good, you know, because the people were interested. They were curious. And I remember we went in a bar. It was quite crowded, there were about 10 people inside, so we were the two of us, and we start talking about the books. I mean, well, this is 2nd canto, this is creation, and by the body language of the person, we try to give, okay, this is for you, because I see that you are a person that wants to know about the origin of the universe. And while we were talking to all these people, there was a man, was really disturbing. He was obnoxious. He was, you know, always saying something bad, you know. He was always complaining. And I was trying to keep him quiet. I'll get to you at the end. Don't worry. And he was always, you know, disturbing. So at the end I said, okay, I have a book for you. This is for you. Like, if you can't, you know why this is for you? He said, no, because this is about hell. Will tell you how hell is. And believe it or not, he bought the book also. Because it was, I mean, that was a very interesting situation. Because if you're talking about what is inside,
there is potency, and we were trying to relate that to the people, and it worked. So try it on also.
Thank you for that. So we all have experienced that if you try, if this is the Krishna book, and you try to, you know, cover the top, you know, Krishna, the Supreme Personality, Godhead, and just, you know, then it doesn't work. The best thing is to just be straight out and tell them, this is the biography of Krishna. You have heard of Krishna, right? And you'd say it like it's the most natural, the most sublime, the most normal thing to say. And then people will just accept it. Oh yeah, sure, I've heard of the Hare Krishna, yeah, of course. You know, who doesn't know that, right? But if you're hung up on it, if you got a problem, then the people will pick up on that. And they will have a problem too. So the distributed books and the merit of the books just means you are truthful. Of course, satyam bruyat priyam bruyat, only truth which is palatable should be spoken. Sometimes to tell people the truth in an unpalatable or in a very confrontational way will not get you positive results. So we have to learn the art of distributing books without upsetting and agitating and disappointing people. And that sometimes means you have to be considerate. You have to know how much you can give them, how many books you can give them. You don't oversell, you don't undersell, you don't go too deep, but also you don't go too shallow. You just find the right altitude, you know? It's not only about attitude, it's also about altitude, that you know on which level you should cruise and relate to the people. So any question on selling Prabhupada's books on their own merit? And it's a constant struggle, it's a constant fine-tuning. It's not like one day you got the formula down and then for the rest of existence you're all good, you pass the test. No. Every day is a challenge. Every person is a challenge. That's why Sankirtan is so wonderful. Because every exchange, we can again surrender. We again can dedicate ourselves to the mission. It's not that once you know how it works and you just do it like this. No. With every individual, you try to go as personal and as deep and as spiritual as possible. And try out something new for sake, you know? Just like you can say, by the mercy of Sri Sri Radha Madhava, we're distributing these wonderful books here today. So you say the name of the deities. You mention Hare Krishna. Just build in, make your own mantra. After all, you know from the previous day, people only hear 7%. All the rest is body language, emotions, physiognomy, etc. So instead of saying mundane things, you know, kids, blah, 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 donation, blah, 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 you know, feeding this, collecting that, blah, blah. You can also just say, Hare Krishna, Radha Madhava, Jai Prabhupada, Hari Bol. He said, you know, please accept humble obeisances. Or what was that?
Yes, I always say that when I meet important people.
Oh, he's writing letters to. That's tomorrow. You can follow up. I won't. I won't jump the gun. He writes in the letters he writes to people, your servant. And believe it or not, that really touches people, you know? It gets them. Because nobody in this world writes to you a letter where they say your servant. That's too much, right? It's just too much. So you have to do something extraordinary. Because people are bored. This world is stereotyped. It's all just the same, you know? It's so much different, it's all the same. It's the same sense gratification, it's the same TV programs and cinema and clothes, and it's boring. People are bored out of their freaking minds. They're looking for something different. So we shouldn't try to conform with everybody else. But be happy that you're different. It's a great advantage. See it as an advantage, as a plus. Don't try to fit in. So, we'd like to draw your attention to your student handbooks on page number 30. It's called Assessing Our Performance Worksheet.
Please.
30. And there is a box where it says mission. Have you all heard of a mission statement? Now this mission is not for your total life, but your mission as a book distributor. What's your mission? So write that down, not now, but later on. We just go over it. If there's any questions, you can ask. This is your homework for tomorrow. And the box on the right-hand side, which purpose of ISKCON does this relate to? So you can, you know, whatever your mission as a book distributor is, should have some correspondence with the purpose of ISKCON. Then the next is the objectives. On the long term, in 3 years, I will have, like Prabhu says, he wants to be number one in India or in the world?
In Mayapur.
In Mayapur, okay, he's humble. Okay. And which aims of book distribution does this relate to? And then my daily goals. By the end of the day, I have distributed 100 Bhagavad Gita's. Or by the end of the day, I have made 10 people happy. Or by the end of the day, I've given out 50 packets of prasadam. Or I've collected 5 addresses of favorable people. Like that. These are tangible results, which you can write down, your goals. And then an assessment. How can I assess my long-term objectives? And how can I assess my daily goals? You write those down. Any questions? Serial numbers, it just means 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It just means 5 different things. In the 3 boxes on the top it does, but the one on the bottom, no. Assessment is different. Left is related to right. These are related to each other. Yes, they're related.
I don't understand the last two.
How can I assess my long-term objectives? Like, how can you assess, how can you find out whether you are number one book distributor?
Compare.
You compare, yes. How can you compare? How can you find that? Okay, that's your homework for tomorrow. And lifestyle is done, skills is done, principles and values.
Also, remember that you have to memorize principles and values. Tomorrow you will have to test.
No, lifestyle is page number 32. Have you done that one? Yeah? Have you done it? Not yet. 32. No, okay, so that's also till tomorrow, because we spoke today about lifestyle. So both these pages, you can fill them out. Are there any other topics which you would like to hear about tonight?
I would like to say something.
Yes.
We are supposed to give full sets of books to people, but sometimes, and that is what Prabhu said, for some or other reason, we cannot give full because they are not printed or because we want to distribute more. So in Bulgaria, we also have the same problem. We printed like first tent of many copies,
yes,
thousands of copies, and the other less. So, and when sometimes I meet people on the street, they say, oh, I have this, and I say, but you have this the same or one other. So how to distribute to these people for a little bit?
A little bit what?
A little bit of the set, not the whole set, but...
You just give them what you have. If you don't have a set, you can't give them a set. Unless you do a standing order. You know what a standing order is? You write down their name and their address, and you get them to commit that any new book which comes out will be sent to them. Or a devotee will come by and sell them that book. That's what they used to do in the library party. They used to take standing orders. Because the books were not yet all published. But they had some books, like 7 or 10 books, so they would sell them those, and then whichever new book came out was sent to them. That's a good strategy. So this way, you can go back every year. Whenever there's a new book, you can go back to those people and sell them the book. Yes.
How are you distributing, let's say, a Srimad Bhagavatam 7th street?
How you distribute Srimad Bhagavatam?
Do you work in an office or where? What's your approach?
My approach is usually it starts off the same. But once you see that this person is really perceptive, is really interested.
Like how many a day would you say you meet of those people?
How many?
Yeah.
Depends what your motivation is. If you're looking for them, maybe 3, maybe 5.
Okay.
And then for them to give you $200-$300, it's the same like the other person giving you $10 or $20. Because it's not about the money. It's about that you present it in the right way.
Let's say you approach me and I've already expressed an interest. I really like this.
So then, there's two ways of how to do it. Number one way is the usual way, which I do it. Because I don't like to shoot the rhinoceros and then not shoot anything, you know. I'd rather have him take 3 or 5 books and give a sizable donation than to show him the whole thing first, you know. Sometimes you load the gun real big time and then, you know, they pull out $2. And you're like, well, you know, don't you think that's too much money for all these books? And they're like, no, you send a donation, give whatever you want. You know what I mean? So then I'd rather just give him a couple of books, let him give a good donation, and then he say, you know what? For people who are really that interested, we have something very special for special people. Just hold on a second. And you go downstairs to the cart or to the van, you get the set. You line them up, you explain the whole thing, and you say, look, this is the real thing. You say something shortly about each book. You say, usually they would go for this is this much, but, you know.
How much time do you take to explain the book?
5 to 15 minutes, depending on the situation. I don't want to waste too much time like that. Sometimes it's just a matter of energy flow and enthusiasm. If they're in the mood of giving, and you're in the mood of giving, and all of a sudden they have a full set, and everybody's happy. So it's not like you make an appointment, and it's all strategy. It's exchange. Can we have your attention, please? A lot of times it's just you give them, they give you, and it just goes up, 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 and at the end they have all the books. It just doesn't stop. It just feels too good, you know? They keep on giving you money, and you feel like, no, if you're giving me so much money, I have to give you more books. And they're like, no, I have to give you more money now. And it's like, you're both smiling, and it's like, it's just an exchange thing. And then sometimes people are just, how much? How much?
And what do you say?
Then you tell them. Usually in the store, you know, these books are $400 or $500. But they cost us, you know, $200. So do the best you can, you know. And they go like, yeah, sure. Can I write you a check? Would you take cards?
What percentage of the people that you show the Srimad Bhagavatam to like that actually buy that?
Usually 1 out of 2 buy it. Otherwise, I wouldn't go down and take it up. I wouldn't.
And you do that maybe 3 times a day?
Yeah, if I do door-to-door industries, I do a few sets a week, usually. But sometimes, you're just happy giving them 5 or 7 books and they give $100 or $200 and they're not into getting the whole set, you know, they're very busy people and they just want to give you something. Yeah, I give him $100 or give him $200 and he gives you a receipt and, you know. And then they don't have the time and the interest to go into the full thing. Then it's better to take the business card and go back another time. Or call them up, have you read the books, do you want more, like that. So you have to see whether it's just one, you know, spur-of-the-moment thing, or whether they're really interested in the books. A lot of times I just give them whatever I have there, and I get the donation and I move on. But I know some devotees, they just walk around in the cars. One time, Harinamananda is driving the car, we were finished distributing, he said, stop the car. And then he said, look up there, that window, the light is on, give me a Bhagavatam set. And he went into the house, 10 minutes later he came back down, he saw the guy Bhagavatam set. He said, did you meet him on the street? Did you know him before? He said, no. I just knew he had to have a set of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then we went home. So, that's called spiritual potency. I know a god brother of mine, he doesn't live anymore, his name is Hari Bolananda, he was from Austria. He died in a car accident. He would just do sets. Nicely dressed,
go office to office, take his set, go in there, you know, he was like as smooth as silk. People would give him $200, $300, $500. Sometimes he'd do 5, 6, 7 sets in a day. It was all or nothing for him. That was his whole life. And that's how he went.
What he was describing?
He was just presenting them like you're selling people a Bhagavad Gita. He was selling people encyclopedias. It was just a Bhagavad Gita. That was what was there.
Have you met this gentleman called Nanana?
Yeah.
Sure.
You also had a long...
Yeah, there's a lot of set distributors who are doing, you know, a lot. But then again, the question is not how much you can do in short time, but how long you can carry on. How can you actually be sustainable in your business solution? Because some of those big time distributors, you know, they do something unique, but then they don't carry on because of whatever. They think all the other people are in Maya, they can't do what I'm doing, or, you know, this kind of feeling of feeling superior. So sometimes it's just good to go out on the street and just walk with the common folks and just give out, you know, small books and Bhagavad Gita's and keep it real. So, you know, to balance it out a bit. Yes?
Ramanata, Ramanata, before he left his body,
yeah.
He was very sick, so he
left
his body. He had the whole world, the room, packed up with books, and because he was sick, he couldn't go outside. So when the body came in the room to see him, he would say, can you do it, please, a favor, you know?
Did you hear that?
No.
The Gaudiya Namahata Prabhu from Italy, he was a big book distributor. He was one of the all-time great. And when he was sick and dying, in his room, he piled up books. And all the devotees who came to see him, he begged them, please, can you take some books and distribute them? And you can't refuse, you know. It's like, how can you? Yeah, sure. If it's your desire, it's going to happen.
His van also was packed up like that. And I asked him one day, how you could go on Sunday and your van is packed to the top? How you sleep there? No?
No, first you have to distribute some books.
The first day I sleep up there. And the second, he said, that's very happy. He said, the last day,
the yeah, the last day the books are gone. You had a point tonight.
I want to ask you, whilst we are on the street, we meet women, let's say we distribute one set to a person, but if this, how can he take the whole set? You know, he's just walking down the street, what do you give them, take it, where, how to carry these books? It's impossible.
How?
Yeah, if he doesn't have a car, he just passes.
No, you just take a box under your arm. That's the problem. You can carry 20 books. It's not a problem.
No, I should have
done that. Okay, we need your attention here. The question is, how do you give somebody a set of books? Well, you just have a box. And instead of giving them 1 or 3 or 5, you just give them the box. It's like people go shopping, you know, they come out with groceries. Sometimes I deliver it to his home or to his office or something like that. Okay, we've got a couple of hands up.
I have a question regarding the, if I understand clearly, you say that you go home to Turkey and you just give books to people directly. Sense.
Yes. Not just to people already in our database.
Just to give contact.
No. Just home. Home. Straight up.
Yeah, we are just going door to door. And two of us, we go, we take the Bhagavata, we open the Bhagavata. We say it, our first hand off. And they want to move their interest, so we just extend the story. Our guy is around the corner, another boy is, and then he, another one he is, and then they, same time, same energy.
Yes. You heard that?
No.
Same time, same energy, same effort. One book or one set? If I say yes, yes is yes. Same thing.
But there is also another way, like in Bhagavan.
Oh, there is so many ways. There is a lot of ways.
The whole set.
Yeah.
And then you come in and you sit with them in the sitting room and
yeah.
You light the incense.
Whatever works. There is so many ways. Try it out. Find out your own way of how to distribute sets.
They set on the wall. They had like a wooden chair. And they
will say, they'll come up with things, and they'll say, what do you want me to put it?
You install the Bhagavatam set in their home, like an altar. That's really powerful, you know? You go there and you make the... This home is a temple now, you know? Krishna has more. Okay, we're gonna see Prabhupada's verdict. Can you turn off the lights, please? Extend our appreciation and thanks to Vanamali Prabhu and Sukhayanta Mataji for coming and joining us in this course. Thanks for participating. Hope you're going to have a great life in Krishna consciousness and in book distribution and great preaching in Germany or wherever you go. And we'd like to hand you over your certificates already now, one day early.
Arrivo!
Arrivo! So see you all back here tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock sharp for the last day. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock we'll have a special feast. There will be a pizza party. There will also be a test. So tomorrow's the last day. So please be there on time. The feast, we're not going to tell you. 1 o'clock as usual. You will see. You're warned.
Same timing.
So please learn the principles and values, the aims, the objectives, write your mission statements, and do all your homework, okay? We're going to check on you tomorrow, last day. What do you expect? All right? Okay, everybody get some Mapa shot on the way out.